The Church of Madonna della Catena and the Badia Monastery, founded in 1550, were under the care of the Dominican Missionary Sisters of St. Sixtus until 2011. Today, the Church of Maria SS della Catena features a single nave and houses several notable artworks. A painting of the Madonna della Catena, which is an original copy of Correggio's Madonna of San Girolamo, as well as small statues of Saint Sebastian and Christ at the column. These pieces were brought here in 1674 by Don Vincenzo Greco, a Maurine priest living in Rome at the time and confessor at Santa Marta. Above, on the barrel-vaulted ceiling, you can see the frescoed coat of arms of the Dominican Order. Both the current monastery and church are built atop an earlier structure known as the Monastery of Cloister, remnants of which remain, including the ancient prayer room adorned with frescoes from 1583, and the underground chambers, now home to the oil bank, oasis of identities. The chapel, frescoed in 1583, likely by a local artist, was once part of a modest three-nave church constructed sometime in the 16th century. This is supported by the presence of a lower arch adjacent to the chapel, corresponding to what would have been the right nave. Additionally, one of the frescoed scenes depicts Saint Dominic holding an image of the very church dedicated to him, clearly shown as a three-nave building. At the top of the arch, you can spot two incomplete figures, probably angels. On the right side, there is a depiction of the Madonna and Child, alongside a scene featuring a cherub and a cross. Facing you, the frescoes illustrate several biblical themes. The original sin with Adam and Eve, the sun and moon symbolizing beginning and end, Alpha and Omega, the flight into Egypt, and possibly the Annunciation, though only the Archangel Gabriel remains visible. The ceiling displays four scenes: the Massacre of the Innocents, King Solomon enthroned, King David carrying the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, and a group featuring Saint Vincent Ferrer, Saint Dominic, again holding the church dedicated to him, and Saint Thomas Aquinas, at whose feet is depicted the nun or abbess who commissioned the artwork. This last scene also bears the date 1583. On the intrados of the arch, you'll find images of Saint Martha, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Catherine of Siena, and Saint Bridget. This chapel, rediscovered in the 1960s by Sister Giuseppina, is part of a larger complex we refer to as the Cloister Monastery, or underground quarters, which have undergone various changes over the centuries. It's important to note that cloister is not an order itself, but rather a way of life following the rules of a monastic order. Beyond the grill, the nuns would participate in the Eucharistic celebration held in the chapel.